Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Farmers have some major decisions to make over the next few months relative to the new farm programs, and a series of workshops starting tomorrow in Daviess County is designed to lend them a hand.
University of Kentucky and K-State are going to be there on site with those tools that will actually help them determine base reallocation and basically election. The tools provide some different options based on the producer's history. It's a good decision tool to look at before they actually come into our office and make those decisions, and I would encourage producers to attend those meetings.
Marcinda Kester is Farm Programs Chief for the Farm Service Agency in Kentucky. ARC is for Agricultural Risk Coverage, PLC for Price Loss Coverage, and ARC PLC, the brand for the new farm bill. Kester says regardless of which directions farmers choose, they also now have a one-time chance to update their farm yields from the 1985 numbers that will be used for program calculations if not updated.
I really would encourage any farmer, regardless of what they're going to enroll their farm in under ARC PLC, to update their yields, because we don't know what these yields are going to be used for in future farm bills or future programs that Congress puts out for us, and this is a chance for them to increase that yield on their farm. They truly need to come in and do that.
Those November workshop dates, tomorrow night at the Daviess County Extension Office, two on the 20th in Fayette and Mason counties, and the 25th in Hardin County. We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 13th through the 15th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including bull riding. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. There's special kids' ticket pricing all three nights. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
Rounding out that farm program workshop series, there will be one at UK's Princeton Research and Education Center December 1st, in Christian County December 2nd, with the series completion in Laurel County January 13th. FSA's Marcinda Kester admits the process is somewhat complex, so is worth serious attention from all farmers.
The first three steps, yield update, base allocation, and the election process, are a one-time thing. Now, every year they will have to enroll into the program to be in the program, but once they select their yield, base, and election, that's set for the lifetime of this farm bill.
Those workshop dates, times, and locations are available at County Extension and local Farm Service Agency offices. Kester feels they should be extremely valuable in farmer decision-making. She'll also cover this topic at the Farm Bureau annual meeting in Louisville December 5th. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.